Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The National Sea Rescue Institute is urging people to take caution of an upcoming full moon spring tide. The NSRI says it's expected to peak on Wednesday and will significantly impact tidal conditions along the coast. Spokesperson Andrew Ingram.
Higher high tides and lower low tides during the days on either side of the 15th of January will create an increased tidal range. This can heighten potential dangers, including strong rip currents and more intense tidal flows, which may pose a risk to beach visitors. Some hiking trails along the coast may become inaccessible or hazardous during high tide, and shoreline anglers should exercise extra caution as waves may reach beyond usual safe zones.
Political analyst Nzikelelo Breakfast has expressed scepticism about the ANC's renewal. ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa declared 2025 as the year of renewal during the party's 113th birthday celebration in Khayelitsha yesterday. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, Breakfast criticised the ANC for relying on historical events to maintain influence.
The party has been affected by institutionalization of corruption. So there are other issues that also need to be addressed in order for the issue of corruption to be tackled. The security apparatus, they tend to be embroiled in the factional battles of the ANC.
And back home, Abaqulusi Municipality Mayor Sifiso Mkhwanazi is pleading with the provincial government to assist flood victims. This week, heavy rains and thunderstorms caused extensive damage in various parts of Vryheid. Mkhwanazi says more than 20 homes were flooded in Beguzulu Township.
Some of the households that get flooded, most of the stuff get damaged, including the books. For those who have already got the books as the schools are opening, and some are left with almost nothing except for the walls.
He says the rain also damaged gravel roads in several areas. Mkhwanazi says KZN Transport's been informed and has agreed to intervene.
In most of the areas of Abaqulusi are unable to drive. We are going to face the problem of scholar transport, not able to take kids to school, and some of the teachers may not be able to access the schools.
In the US, there's a warning further strong winds could aggravate the wildfires in Los Angeles. At least 16 people have been killed, while 153,000 remain under evacuation orders. Mexico sent 70 personnel to California to help in the firefighting operation. It's earned the praise of State Governor Gavin Newsom.
This is what relationships are all about. Friends in need, being there for one another. We want to be there for the people of Mexico in times of need and disasters, and we're incredibly humbled and grateful.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, the National Sea Rescue Institute is urging people to take caution of an upcoming full moon spring tide. It's expected to peak on Wednesday. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.